perfect jazz protest. I'm Hollis Monroe with Soundtrack to the Struggle. In 1957, Arkansas Governor Orville Faubus defied a presidential order and blocked the integration of the Little Rock School District. Bassist Charles Mingus, an outspoken civil rights advocate, immediately wrote one of the greatest jazz protest songs of all time. Fables of Faubus was set for release on his 1959 landmark album, Mingus Ah Um. Columbia Records, however, refused to allow the caustic vocal version to be included. Record execs were keenly aware of the growing volatility in American society and worried about taking a match to a powder keg. The full version, with lyrics, was finally recorded in 1960 for Charles Mingus Presents Charles Mingus. As one music reviewer wrote, "The fact that the song caused such controversy shows what turbulent times these were and what touchy issues race relations were." Other critics have gone so far as to proclaim Fables of Faubus the perfect jazz protest song and Charles Mingus's defining contribution to the civil rights movement. It is part lampoon of Orville Faubus as a fool, as Mingus calls him, and part a dissident, sometimes atonal, reflection of the times and growing cultural tensions in America. Here is Charles Mingus with Fables of Faubus, from Mingus Ah Um.
Thank you.
Soundtrack to the Struggle is written by Ron Atkins and Hollis Munro. Executive producers George Dorman and Dennis Green. Visit soundtracktothestruggle.org for our program archive. Join me next time for another story of how music and musicians helped fight for racial equality on Soundtrack to the Struggle, a production of KCCK-FM, Iowa's Jazz Station.